You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
I've got you something. I have got you a New Year's gift. Yes, from me, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour presenter. I've got you something. It's a new feature. And with all new features, I ask for a certain bit of rope. Not to hang myself, not for you to hang me, but probably for me to hang myself. Right, what am I on about? What I say is, on every new feature, there might be stumbling blocks. I've not tried them out before, so give me a little bit of patience. I know you're good to me, football friends, and I'm good to you. So I think this one's a good one. So, I'm a bit nervous. Should we just go for it? Yeah, let's just go for it, shall we? Let's get it out of the way. Right. It's called Mancuvian Match of the Day, and we start like this. Hello, and welcome to Mancuvian Match of the Day. I am your host, as always, Alex Sultan Gary Lineker Mearns. This show provides you with the greatest analysis of both Man City and Man United. Manchester is a hotbed of football at the moment, with Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho managing either side. The rivalry seems heated, and the managers go head to head. We will soon be crossing over to rainy Manchester. No, I haven't checked the weather today, but I assume it's raining. I got told a rumour once that it's not stopped raining in Manchester since the summer of 1967, when George Best and Mike Summerby were tearing up Old Trafford Main Road and every nightclub the city has to offer. As I was saying, we can now cross live to the Football Hour's chief Manchester football reporter. Dave, do you know what I mean? Are you there? Mister, do you know what I mean? It's what's been happening this week in the world of Man United and Man City. Hello. Is that a Football Hour? Yes! Manchester is well and truly in the area. Yes. I'm Dave, do you know what I mean? Manchester's chief football reporter for the Football Hour. And, of course, I'm in the area. Not just Manchester's area, I'm in the penalty area, because both City and United boss their FA Cup ties this weekend. Let's start with the Blues. Sergio Aguero scored a quick-fire double as Man City opened up a fourth leg of a potential quadruple with a hard-fought comeback victory at the Etihad. Pep Guardiola's men trailed to an Ashley Barnes strike following a bad error from Stones before Aguero struck twice, assisted on both occasions by Gundogan. I never know how to say that. David Silva then set up a third goal for Sane before substitute Silva, the Bernardo one, came in and wrapped up the scoring. I tell you what, football friends, this Pep side is proper twisting me melon. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Right, Aguero, as I say, fired home after 56 minutes with City's first shot on target after Gundogan found him with a quickly taken free kick, then benefited from the back heel by the same player before rounding Burnley keeper Pope. It kept the Premier League leaders on course to win all four major trophies this season. There was a poignant standing ovation for our boy David Silva after 21 minutes. His shirt number is 21 as a show of support following the birth of his premature baby. Oh, and Dave, what happened over on the red half of Manchester? Well, I'm glad you asked, Gary Sultan Lineker. Mourinho's men huffed and puffed like a 16-year-old trying his first Do you know what I mean? It's fair to say the news that Jesse Lingard has signed a new 100 grand a week contract at Old Trafford in April was not met with universal acclaim among Man United supporters. Even some of those thought he had calibre to make it as a Man United player. They weren't sure. But 9 months on, the 25-year-old is proving to be rather valuable to his club, both in the number 10 position and as a goal scorer. He's playing better than John Squire on the guitar. An 8th goal in 10 games on Friday broke Derby's resistance and pointed United towards the 4th round of the Cup. Ever since Lingard scored a stunning extra time winner at Wembley to clinch this trophy, that was Van Gaal's last game, and he is doing it for the new manager, Jose Mourinho. It's proper Friday night material. Man United win. United fans into the next round of the Cup. It's soaking wet, and their feet up are for the rest of the season. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for that analysis. Nice one. Sorted, Alex. I'm off down Trafford Centre to get some January bargains on some new Adidas trainers in a bit. Oh, well, there we go. That was Dave. Do you know what I mean? The Football Hour's chief Manchester football reporter. Thank you, Dave. Do you know what I mean? I've been Alex Salton, Gary Lineker-Mearns. I'll see you next week for more Mancuvian football news.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.